Lesson 2, the love of money. When you think of money, one of the first scriptures that usually comes to mind is 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs, or many sorrows, as it says in the King James Version. Notice, money is not evil, but the love of money is. Why is the love of money such a stumbling block? You have to look at the study of money as you would any other subject by examining it as children of God and members of God's family. As Christians, our first and highest calling is to love God with everything in us. Mark 12:30 and other places in the Gospels tell us, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Anything that takes away or diminishes our devotion to Christ has to be re-examined. Jesus is our Lord. He is our Master. We can't love or serve two masters, nor do we want to, for Jesus is loving, good, and caring. Luke 16:13 tells us, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and money. Money has the potential, as few other things do, to replace God in our heart of hearts. It can easily become an idol. An idol is not restricted to a wooden figurine or a bronze statue. An idol is anything we trust or expect to supply what only God can provide. Money can give a sense of security. It can provide food, clothing, and shelter. Money can become a source of pride, and acquiring more and more of it may become a lifelong passion. Working for money and seeing it as the source of all of our needs is making money an idol. Left alone, this desire for money has the potential to become our master. It is always a temptation to serve what we can see and touch. Throughout the history of God's people in the Old Testament, there was an ongoing conflict between worshiping God, who is invisible, and worshiping idols of wood or bronze that were visible. The names of the idols may have changed, but the same tendencies are ever present in the human heart. The Pharisees had a disease. Luke 16:14, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things and they ridiculed him. I hope we will be free from the love of money. Let's encourage each other to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. If money comes our way, we should be grateful for it. It is not to be feared. It is to be used for building the kingdom of God on this earth. May we hold it lightly. So if Jesus calls us to sell all we possess and give it to the poor, we can do so quickly and gladly. I hope we won't have the same response as the young man in Matthew 19. When Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Of course, as my brother is fond of saying, it is easier to lay all our possessions on the altar when we are young. After all we had then was a used car, some clothes, maybe a computer, and a few books. It does get tougher the more things we acquire. I hope that no matter how many possessions we acquire or how many blessings we receive, we will also remember these gifts are from Him and for Him, for He is God. Money is not a bad thing in and of itself. It has the potential for great good. It is like fire, which can destroy or provide heat. There is nothing intrinsically wrong with money any more than fire. It depends on our attitude towards it and how we use it. Money and possessions can be used for extending God's kingdom to the uttermost parts of the earth, as well as feeding the poor in our neighborhood. It is a tool to be used for His glory. Let us see money as a gift from Him and be good stewards of it. Let's pray. Lord of heaven and earth, Help us to love you with all that is in us. Save us from the love of money. Purge the desire for money out of our hearts. Enable us to see the resources that you place at our disposal as gifts from you, and give us the wisdom to use them for your glory. Amen.